At KVGC News Time is now 8 minutes after the hour. Well, that winter storm warning issued for the Sierra Nevada above 6,500 feet will remain in effect until 5 o'clock tomorrow night. The total snow accumulations above 7,000 feet will range anywhere from a foot and a half to 15 inches. The winds will continue to gust as high as 60 miles an hour along the crest of the Sierras. Additionally, the National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for the Mother Lode, the northern Sierra Nevada and Sierra, from 10 a.m. this morning through this evening. Now, some of the thunderstorms that we will experience later on today will have intense downpours associated with them, and that will have a chance of producing flash flooding.
Well, the Pine Grove Fire Camp may fall victim to a coronavirus-weakened California economy. A line item buried in an otherwise deficit-driven budget that Governor Newsom presented last week could spell the end of what was once the country's most vast youth prison system and an end for a division of juvenile justice. The governor's proposal would close the last three youth prisons and a fire camp run by the state's juvenile justice system, halting a more than 100-year tradition of incarcerating California's youngest offenders. Now, of the original 11 youth prisons run by the state, now just three and one low-security camp. Newsom's proposed the prison closures as part of his revised budget, which was filled with cuts to make up for a $54 billion shortfall as the state moves into a recession amid the ravages of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, according to research by the Center on Juvenile and Criminal Justice, the cost to house juvenile offenders has skyrocketed to $320,000 a year. Well, in March, Newsom signed an executive order temporarily halting new detentions to state juvenile facilities to curb the spread of coronavirus.
And citing cooperation from the vast majority of Amador County residents and businesses, Amador Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr has allowed the county stay-at-home order to expire. Kerr said this cooperation has resulted in very good results, with only 9 confirmed cases in Amador as of May 15th, and that the stay-at-home order was very effective in reducing the import of the virus into and spread within our community, thus protecting our residents. Amador County remains under the state health officer's stay-at-home order that was updated on May 7th and covers the entire state. That order continues to restrict non-essential travel and prohibit gatherings, as travel, mixing with others outside of your household, and lack of physical distancing are factors that are highly likely to lead to an increase in COVID-19 disease transmission.
Well, the Calaveras Sheriff Office, a marijuana enforcement unit, been on the move the past few weeks. Deputies served a search warrant late last week for illegal marijuana cultivation on 3 Cent Flat Road in the town of Glencoe. Deputies located and seized 1,285 growing marijuana plants and 20 grams of processed marijuana. Calaveras Code Enforcement called out to the scene and issued a notice of violation for hazardous electrical, junk debris, and unpermitted additions. Now, this past Tuesday, an unrelated search warrant served at a home on Blossom Lane in Railroad Flat. Deputies located and seized 2,405 growing marijuana plants, 5 ounces of processed marijuana. Now, 2 suspects fled the scene on foot upon arrival of law enforcement. The case will now be forwarded to Calaveras DA's office for review and for charging. Then on Thursday, an unrelated search warrant served at a home on Frico City Road. Deputies located and seized 159 growing marijuana plants. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with knowledge of illegal marijuana cultivation operations to contact the Sheriff's Office anonymous tip line at 754-6870.
And the emergency closure of the Rock Creek, Elk Flat, and Caples Creek trail systems on the El Dorado National Forest have now been extended through May 29th to protect visitors and employees from the hazardous trail conditions. Trail assessment and maintenance, including hazard mitigation, is planned, and trails will be reopened as soon as the work is completed to clear all hazards. Well, they'll be plagued by some snow now. Visitors are encouraged to contact the Amador Ranger District Office for more details. And again, that number is 259-3774. And we just received word from Megan O'Keefe of Amador Arts. Megan is the executive director of Amador Arts. They have officially canceled the TGIF concert series for this summer. Well, that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.